10th of 2026 at 9:05, we've got a temperature of 35 degrees currently in Beaver County. It's time for a snow watch on this Tuesday, February the 10th of 2026. And there's only one delay to announce, and it's a pretty early posting of Allenworth School District, as they will have a two-hour delay coming up on Friday. Snow Watch is sponsored by McClellan's Roofing, Moon Township Honda, Zookie Sports Tavern, and Sheffield Lanes over in Aliquippa. Because if snow's got you covered, so do we here at Beaver County Radio. And that's a look at the news for now. I'm Noah Haswell on 99.3 FM, AM 1230 WBVP, 95.7 FM, and 1460 AM WMBA, also streaming live around the world at BeaverCountyRadio.com.
Two hearts, 50 years, one compelling story. That is the tagline for Love Letters, a brand new play from Ken Gargaro, noted Pittsburgh producer, that we staged at the Carnegie Stage in Carnegie Borough beginning February 12th, this Thursday, part of Valentine's weekend, and continuing through February 21st, based on a real love story. And I have on the phone, if I did my job right, Tammy Wyatt, co-star of Love Letters. Tammy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. By any chance, is your significant other Zach there as well?
Oh, my husband's right next to me. I have him cleaning.
He is right there. Right next to her.
Now I'm interested. A love story where you got him cleaning. You guys got something figured out pretty good there, Tammy. Well done on that.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Yep. What I'm told, well, little I know, is your relationship started with handwritten letters. So kind of fill us in on what we're going to see in this play and how it mirrors your own true love story.
Well, I like the fact that you said mirrors, because Love Letters is not about us. It was a play written by A.R. Gurney, which was actually nominated for a Pulitzer Prize.
Oh.
But, yeah, how about that? But we were attracted to it. Zach actually found it, and we were attracted to it because of the beginning of our relationship. And since he idolized me, I'll let him tell the story.
Tammy was directing the high school musical at Montour High School about 2006, and she was doing it. She had done it a year, and she was the second year she was directing it. She wanted to honor the teachers who had started the program 30 years earlier. Anyway, I was living in Washington, D.C. at the time. She had a committee that was in charge of reaching out to alumni, and they put a little ad in a local newspaper suggesting that people who'd been in the play ever come see this production and honor the teachers who had started it. I came. A friend of mine sent that little thing in the newspaper to me in Washington. I made arrangements to come to the play, saw it, found Tammy's address through a friend, sent her a letter. She sent me a letter back. I sent her a letter back. And, you know, this is 2006. There were a lot of other options at the time, but it just didn't seem right. It seemed just a kind of a perfect way to get to know one another. And we did that for a couple of months before I found myself coming back to Pittsburgh when we finally met in person. Now, we'd both gone to the same high school, but Tammy was 2 years older than I was, and I always say senior girls don't look back. So she didn't know me at all. I certainly knew who she was, but we didn't really know each other, and that's how we met. That's the story.
Scott, she was wearing plaid pants and had an afro at the time, so it was never going to happen back in high school.
I'm picturing gold chains for some reason, too.
Yeah. No, I don't like, not a gold chain kind of guy, but yeah. Anyway, well, how we met, and that's why this show means a lot to us, because the story is about two elementary school students who start writing notes in class and exchanging birthday cards and Valentines. It progresses all the way through boarding schools and colleges, and their lives separate and come together several times. It's it's like a story where you're pulling for them to get together, and it doesn't happen, and it does, it does. It's just really intriguing. It's precious. It's beautiful, and it means a lot to us.
It's a love story. It's absolutely a love story.
Yeah.
We're talking about the play Love Letters. It'll be at the Carnegie Stage beginning February 12th through the 21st. So the power of the written word, how does that help in a love story? There's things you can say to someone face-to-face, eye-to-eye, but when you're taking the effort to write it down, does that have a different significance?
It's interesting. The character I play in the show talks about the fact that when he writes letters, he can be what he wants to be. When he writes to his parents, he can be the ideal son. When he writes to her, he feels like the ideal lover. It's a gift he gives to her of himself. And boy, that's very powerful. And it's so rare. You know, here the play begins in the 1930s. It doesn't really matter the time, but even at that point, this young man's father is telling him that the letter is a dying art, and yet that's in the early 20th century. I mean, think about it compared to today. Think how often you get a handwritten note, and how special it is when you do. Mm-hmm. It really is impactful.
And I like how the play, what you said, it wasn't an instant love connection right away. It takes time for things to unfold. And does that make it even more powerful that it spans such a period?
Yeah, absolutely. And believe me, it's funny, it's sad, it's meaningful, just like regular life, a roller coaster. So you just see that with these two characters through their correspondence.
Is there a message or a theme you hope that people in the audience walk away with, or some kind of inspiration, or what are your hopes?
Oh, that's a good question, Scott.
I would say, I think, you find someone in your life that you love.
And don't let it pass.
Don't let it pass. Mm.
Don't let it pass.
It's not more complicated than that, I don't think.
I feel like I had to ask some good questions. I do realize Zach's background, a former CIA officer, right? Now retired. Is that correct?
He's not allowed to talk about it. Sorry.
Oh, I erased that from the record.
Yes, it's all true.
I didn't say.
I spent some 30 years in the CIA.
Wait. I'm going to interrupt him because that's what I do all the time. But he actually graduated with an acting degree from SMU. And I think your first professional performance was with Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Pittsburgh Public Theater, yeah.
Wow.
Then decided he needed a little more out of life, and now you can take it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're up.
I'll take it from there. I had a very fulfilling, very privileged career with the agency. Took me around the world, and even though I retired, I still do work on contract with them. I travel the country quite a bit and speak at universities and colleges across the country, talking about opportunities, careers, internships, and so forth. I was at the University of Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago. I was at Point Park College a couple of weeks ago. I'll be at Princeton next week, even while the show is running, a couple of days before. So we go across the country. We go where talent is. And it was a fulfilling career when I was a staff employee with the agency, but it's been the fact that I've been able to continue that work and that promoting that message has been very fulfilling as well.
So you were a theater graduate from SMU, but I'm sure you knew about Tammy's background. Tammy, you've been a regular on professional stages. You've even done local films and commercials. Tell our listeners a bit about some of the places they might have seen you on the screen or on a stage.
Well, I love to say that my most memorable performances were with Ken Gargaro. They really were at Gargaro Productions, which then became Pittsburgh Musical Theater. I'm going way back now, a superstar, Jesus Christ superstar, from the beginning being Mary Magdalene all the way to the last production I did with them was Young Frankenstein, where I was Frau Blücher. Oh. So that tells you how I've aged over the years. Mary Magdalene to Frau Blücher. Wow.
You're talking for your autobiography.
Yeah.
One of our most loyal listeners, Tom Gargaro, related to Ken Gargaro, was talking about performance. He says to say hi, by the way, but he saw that performance of Jesus Christ Superstar. He said it was very compelling, very avant-garde, the way that Gargaro Productions did it.
Well, I think the way Ken used to produce those and direct those were some of the most beautiful productions of that show. I really do. He had such talented people, too. Ray Segrimis, he had Tony Marino. My God, those guys were just amazing. And those productions were absolutely gorgeous, yes.
Well, here you are years later doing a show produced by Gargaro. Talk about this location.
Hey, let me interrupt you because I do it to my husband. Why not you? I performed with Tom Gargaro in high school my junior year. We did Where's Charlie, and we played opposite each other. It was, how about that for a blast from the past? Wow.
Were there any sparks, any chemistry?
No, he's not my type.
He didn't write you any letters. Either.
He didn't write me any letters.
That's the key.
No, he's a handsome, wonderful guy. But no, and I haven't seen him for years. I think he's coming to the show, so we'll see about those sparks.
Yeah. We hope you'll come to the show. We really do. We hope you'll come to the show.
I bet he will.
Oh, God, that'd be lovely. Lovely to meet you in person. You know, we're naked right now, actually, so, you know, it'd be... That's why we do radio. They won't let us do television anymore. No, yeah. But we'd love to meet you in person.
Well, thanks for the visual.
We have our socks on.
Okay.
So it's cold. Yeah.
Talk about this venue, the Carnegie Stage. That is right there on West Main Street in Carnegie. I'm told it's very intimate, very warm, cozy kind of place.
Sweet.
It really is. It's a wonderful space, and the Carnegie Stage staff have been just terrific supporters of this production. I think when the theater started, they had a company that was associated with the theater and would do seasons. They don't anymore. It's a space that is available for people to rent and do programs. There's a stand-up comedian who's been there a couple of times in the past month and is coming again. There were some high school groups that were doing a performance there in January.
The National Equity Group just finished.
Absolutely. We saw a production there over the holidays. It was quite good.
Sherlock. What was it? Christmas Carol. Sherlock Holmes Christmas Carol, I think. Oh, my gosh. It was wonderful.
So, it's a very intimate space, and it can be arranged kind of any way you want. It's sort of a box of, it's just a dark black box, and the seats can be arranged any way that you want. And in this production, you know, the playwright sort of wrote that you don't need a set. You really just need two actors. We read during the entire show. Now, there's performance there. Don't
that
get me
sounds
wrong.
Boring? It's not at
don't
all.
Don't get me wrong, but the point is we're reading those letters and
acting them out. And,
correct.
Yeah.
And
we do have a set. We have a very sweet set.
And it's a lovely set. We had some friends help us with that, and I have to say it. We put that in on Sunday, and it's really quite lovely. It's a beautiful space now, and the stage. Folks have been great at Carnegie Stage.
And if you're looking for something to do over the Valentine's Day weekend, maybe you don't want to hit Valentine's Day because it's crazy usually, but there are restaurants on that street, blocks you can walk from restaurants to the theater. It's got such a great location.
Free parking.
It's just a really lovely space. It really is. Carnegie Stage is a gem, and I hope people will support it.
That was my next question. Does this tie into a good Valentine's Day date? Sounds like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think so, yes. Now, yes, it is.
The description I've seen from Gargaro, the play follows two people whose relationship unfolds over a lifetime, and this is what I really like, shaped as much by restraint and timing as by love itself. So restraint's part of the story. Huh.
Isn't that life? Yeah. I mean, that's life. You make choices over the course of your life, and sometimes they're the right ones and sometimes they aren't, but it's a very much a reflection of two people who at a very young age connect and then connect differently over the course of their lifetime. Yeah.
So how long have you guys been together as a couple?
Say that again?
How long have you guys been together as a married couple?
Well, we met and with the letters. We wrote letters for months in 2006. And then we got married. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary of marriage, but been together about 20 and married 10. And I'm done, you know, Scott. That's about it for me. I was looking for the right place to tell him that.
Honey, should I do the upstairs bathrooms before
yes,
late?
Clean the bathroom.
Ah, so two bathrooms is an important thing for a relationship. So now do you, when you're on stage acting, and you know, you talk about taking your work home with you, and then you go home together. Are there ever moments where, put it this way, do you have to stay in character, or are there times where you're rehearsing where you? Tammy, you become like Tammy, the real Tammy, or Zach, vice versa. You know, are you always
no,
in character?
I will tell you, this play is so emotional that there are parts that are very difficult for us to rehearse because we get choked up.
Mm.
I'm a flight attendant. I've been a flight attendant with U.S. Air, then U.S. Airways, and now American for 42 years. So sometimes Zach is on the road speaking to university students, and I'm on the road being a stewardess, and we will rehearse over the phone. We rehearse in the house, and we actually could do this show for two people, and it would still be so fulfilling. We just love it that much, and we love rehearsing and performing it.
Oh, well, absolutely true.
Let me do the recap. It's called Love Letters, produced by Ken Gargaro, starring our guest right now, Tammy and Zach Wyatt. We at the Center Stage, I'm sorry, the Carnegie Stage on the Main Street of Carnegie, February 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then again the 19th, 20th, 21st. As far as tickets, they're on eventbrite.com, all tickets $20. So just to kind of, in summation, why is this week of love, this Valentine's Day, what makes this Love Letters so unique and special?
Well, you know, love is complicated, and it doesn't always take a straight path. And this story reflects that with two people that you really do get to know over the course of the play. And we enjoy performing it so much. I think that message comes across. Tammy, how do you want to?
You just find yourself rooting for them.
Mm.
We don't want to give too much away, but you just, come on, guys, get it together, timing-wise, whatever. I think you just fall in love with these two people who are extremely different, excuse me, take extremely different paths in life and yet find each other. It's a beautiful story. I'm telling you, if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day and you don't want to just go to a movie and dinner, this is something very special. It's inexpensive. It's easy to do. It's local. And I think it's just wonderful, wonderful way to spend this time of the year.
Checks every box. And Zach, you're giving a lot of guys hope they might someday end up with the girl they had a crush on in high school years later.
Absolutely, positively, all true. I couldn't be happier. I was never married, and until very, 10 years ago, and so it does go to show you that there's someone out there for you,
Tammy. You're giving.
And I had the opposite path. Excuse me. I had a roller coaster. This is actually my third marriage, and I say to women who are discouraged, this is proof to you that you can find the man of your dreams later on, even after mistakes and the ups and downs of life. So both of us are very, very happy, and there's hope for everybody out there.
Awesome. Awesome. Love to hear that. All right. Well, Tammy and Zach, good luck with Love Letters. Sounds like a great production. And we're going to have this information on our website, beavercountyradio.com, ticket
Thank
details
you.
And everything. So
we're looking forward to seeing you and seeing everybody who's listening. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. A lot of fun to talk to you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, there you have it, folks. Love Letters, Tammy and Zach Wyatt. Like I said, I'll get this on our website, all the details, in case you missed anything. I also was recording, too, so try to get the audio on as well. But looking for something to do Valentine's Day, a local play, local production, going to be a good one.
Check out Beaver County's free online